The governor says he was misled. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's livid about the initial timeline of the Texas school shooting, which has proven to be wrong.
There are people who deserve answers the most, and those are the families whose lives have been destroyed. They need answers that are accurate, and it is inexcusable that they may have suffered from any inaccurate information whatsoever.
The state's Department of Public Safety revealing Friday the school district's police chief did not authorize a tactical team to breach the classroom where the gunman was located for more than 40 minutes, while some students inside were calling 911 begging for help. Governor Abbott has also revealed that an anonymous donor has agreed to cover funeral expenses for the victims. Speaking to the NRA convention in Texas Friday, former President Trump calling for emergency measures to make schools less vulnerable.
Whatever our differences may be on other issues, what on earth is stopping Democrats from immediately passing measures to ramp up school security?
Mr. Trump said every school should have only a single entrance. The Uvalde, Texas school shooter simply walked into the school through an outside door that had been left propped open. Speaking to the commencement service for the U.S. Naval Academy Friday, President Biden told the class with the Russian invasion of Ukraine, their graduation is coming at an inflection point in history. But he added,
"Today you stand ready to assume the title you've been working toward for so long. Ensign, United States Navy. Second Lieutenant, United States Marine Corps. Members of the greatest fighting force in the history of the world, and that's no exaggeration."
Wall Street Friday, the Dow ends a tumultuous month in the black, gaining 575 points. NASDAQ closing more than 3% higher, up 390. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The top Republican in the House of Representatives says he probably will not comply with a subpoena from the House Select January 6th Committee.
An attorney for House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says it's unclear how the Select Committee is operating within the bounds of law or the confines of congressional authority. In an 11-page letter to committee chairman Democrat Minnie Thompson, McCarthy's legal counsel says the words and actions of committee members make it clear it is not exercising a valid or lawful use of subpoena power. McCarthy and four other House Republicans were subpoenaed earlier this month and asked to testify about events leading up to and on January 6th. Issuing subpoenas to sitting members of Congress is highly unusual. It's unclear what steps the Select Committee could take or if it will vote to hold the lawmakers in contempt. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The recount is underway in Pennsylvania's Republican Senate race, where less than 1,000 votes separate Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick. The count must be completed by a week from Monday. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife trying to determine why large numbers of brown pelicans are sick and dying. The birds are protected in the state. Tests show they are dying of starvation, but there are no signs of parasites or other issues. The NBA's Eastern Conference Finals all tied up.
The Miami Heat send it to 7.
Buys Butler. Butler turns, fires. It's good! As the shot clock expires, Jimmy Butler, and it's a 6-point lead.
Call courtesy of ESPN. Jimmy Butler drains the 3-pointer off the inbound pass. Jimmy Buckets finishing with 47 points on the night as the Heat would hold off the Boston Celtics 111-103 and tie the Eastern Conference Finals up at 3 games apiece. Kyle Lowry adding a double-double Friday of 18 points and 10 assists in that victory for Miami as the series now heads back to South Beach for Game 7 on Sunday. The winner of that one is going to be facing the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.